Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I agree that there is dysfunction in our system, and a lot of it has to do with the failure of the President of the United States to lead.
Not one of the Republican presidential candidates stood up in opposition to that. Not one of them said, let's compromise.
For the first time, it happened on his watch. Mr. President, you were AWOL.
I think this is a Tea Party problem. I think they're totally unreasonable and doctrinaire and not founded in reality. I think they've been smoking some of that tea, not just drinking it.
All right, so the blah blahs continue, and the blah blahs affect Wall Street. Senator McCain in order. He just heard from Senator McCain, David Axelrod, who's the president's chief man in the White House, and then Michelle Bachmann. And the last voice there was of Howard Dean, proving that Standard & Poor's may have been right when they said political gridlock makes fiscal reform unlikely. The country is in a bad place. What fixes it? That's part of the conversation this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of this continuing discussion of the downgrade of S&P. Some people say it's political. I don't know that much about the makeup of the board and the five or six men who seem to make these decisions, but it's entirely possible that it could be political. Anyway, the president went on the air yesterday, and he talked about the downgrade.
On Friday, we learned that the United States received a downgrade by one of the credit rating agencies. Not so much because they doubt our ability to pay our debt if we make good decisions, but because after witnessing a month of wrangling over raising the debt ceiling, they doubted our political system's ability to act. The markets, on the other hand, continue to believe our credit status is AAA. In fact, Warren Buffett, who knows a thing or two about good investments, said, if there were a quadruple A rating, I'd give the United States that. I and most of the world's investors agree. That doesn't mean we don't have a problem. The fact is, we didn't need a rating agency to tell us that we need a balanced, long-term approach to deficit reduction. That was true last week. That was true last year. That was true the day I took office. And we didn't need a rating agency to tell us that the gridlock in Washington over the last several months has not been constructive, to say the least. We knew from the outset that a prolonged debate over the debt ceiling, a debate where the threat of default was used as a bargaining chip, could do enormous damage to our economy and the world's. That threat, coming after a string of economic disruptions in Europe, Japan, and the Middle East, has now roiled the markets and dampened consumer confidence and slowed the pace of recovery. So all of this is a legitimate source of concern. But here's the good news. Our problems are imminently solvable, and we know what we have to do to solve them. With respect to debt, our problems is not confidence in our credit. The markets continue to reaffirm our credit as among the world's safest. Our challenge is the need to tackle our deficits over the long term. Last week, we reached an agreement that will make historic cuts to defense and domestic spending. But there's not much further we can cut in either of those categories. What we need to do now is combine those spending cuts with two additional steps. Tax reform that will ask those who can afford it to pay their fair share, and modest adjustments to health care programs like Medicare. Making these reforms doesn't require any radical steps. What it does require is common sense and compromise. There are plenty of good ideas about how to achieve long-term deficit reduction that doesn't hamper economic growth right now. Republicans and Democrats on the bipartisan fiscal commission that I set up put forth good proposals. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate's Gang of Six came up with some good proposals. John Boehner and I came up with some good proposals when we came close to agreeing on a grand bargain. So it's not a lack of plans or policies that's the problem here. It's a lack of political will in Washington. It's the insistence on drawing lines in the sand, a refusal to put what's best for the country ahead of self-interest or party or ideology. And that's what we need to change. I realize that after what we just went through, there's some skepticism that Republicans and Democrats on the so-called super committee, this joint committee that's been set up, will be able to reach a compromise. But my hope is that Friday's news will give us a renewed sense of urgency. I intend to present my own recommendations over the coming weeks on how we should proceed. And that committee will have this administration's full cooperation. And I assure you, we will stay on it until we get the job done.
Okay. So that's pretty much the overview of what that's the meat of what the president had to say yesterday. I guess the question that comes to my mind after listening to him is, who decides what's best for the country? There are a lot of people who disagree. Many people disagree. Most people, in fact, disagree with the course that we're on right now, because if you look at the approval ratings, I think Obama's about 34%. Congress is about 24%. The public doesn't like anything. And it's the two-party system, really. The people who want to blame the Tea Party. The Tea Party is an indicator of the dislike for the system. And that's why there is this. I don't understand the frustration. The frustration level with those people who are in charge is that they can't have it their way, the old way, the do-nothing way, the make the deals in the back room way. That's what they don't like. So hope and change you can believe in now is crumbling even more than it has. It's sad because, you know, if Hillary Clinton had been president, none of this would have been happening, I don't think, anyway. So keep that in mind as you think about calling with your comments at 800-510-8255. S&P may be somewhat political, but it still has the ability to stir the pot, and that's what we're doing. More of that, more good than bad probably is going to come out of this. Let's talk about it. 14 after on the countdown.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire. And I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups. Or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
800-510-8255. Pretty distressing. You look at most of the stocks in most sectors that went down yesterday. Gold selling well. And so that's part of what happens when there's uncertainty for sure. The discussion about the S&P downgrade brings us around to MSNBC, where, because we talk about what's on talk television as well as talk radio here on this overview of the discussions on talk radio, because a lot of the meat and potatoes comes from discussions on television and then newspaper, et cetera. Thomas Roberts talked to financial analyst Carmen Wong about how the downgrade affects the average person, that is you.
When we talk about this, it really is a concern for everybody trying to figure out how this is going to trickle down to me at home. So when we talk about the important things of our 401ks, our mortgages, our car loans, student loans, where's the breakdown going to come? When are we going to feel it?
Well, when we're going to feel it is going to determine a lot of it. And right now what we're feeling, of course, with the markets last week, with the markets today, and probably going forward for a little bit, is a lot of volatility and a lot of loss. So what we're hearing from folks is, do I just run? Do I get out? First of all, anything you do in a panic is not going to be a good move, so don't function on that. Ask yourself a couple questions. First of all, how anxious are you? How far are you from retirement? If you're within 5-10 years of retirement and you have more than 60% of your money in the market, you want to take a look at that and see if that's the right strategy. And do you know where your assets actually are? If I were to ask most people within the 401k, where are you actually invested? You probably don't know. So I want you to call up your 401k administrator and ask them to meet with a financial advisor. Most plans do have that.
All right, so let's break it down to interest rates, though. And when are people going to feel the difference when it comes to their credit card or their car loan?
Well, this may be down the road. And the thing is, we've seen with credit cards, when interest rates are low, well, it doesn't matter as much because it depends on the market in terms of spending as well. Here's the thing. We'll probably see rates go up, especially as we see with mortgages, what happened today, of course, with Fannie and Freddie. We're going to see mortgage rates go up, but that would happen anyway. I mean, there's no place to go but up. So here's the thing. Where's the confidence in the housing market? Who is going to buy? This is a big confidence play. You see consumers are saying, I don't feel comfortable buying. I'm worried that rates are going to go up. So we're not going to see a lot of home buying. And that's what I'm worried about. We're talking another million foreclosures this year. We had a million last year. So the housing market is a big worry.
What about people who are about to buy, feel that they should be confident? Is there something that they can take out of this, any silver lining that they should feel that they could move ahead with their plan and feel like what
they're doing
is right?
Interest rates, incredibly historic lows. If you are in a good position to buy and stay, because you're going to have to stay if you want to see any return on that home. We're going to have a flat market or a down market for a while. You're staying there for 10 years, great. You've locked in at a tremendously low interest rate. But interest rates will trickle back up. If you're also looking to refi, do that soon as well, because that's something you want to lock in too.
And as we talk about the difference in ratings, we go from a AAA to this AA+. What really gets kicked that has to be sold, where that security issue is the issue?
Well, the security issue, you know, as I mentioned, the flight to Treasury bonds is a safe place to go. A lot of Americans are doing that. A lot of individual Americans are doing that. But here's the thing. It boils down to what are the markets doing with your retirement money and how comfortable are you with it? You know, get professional advice. Sit down with someone and do a lot of research on your own so that you're not just flying into a metal, for example.
Right.
You really want to make some smart decisions now because, as we saw with the last dip, that this is going to recover eventually.
All right. So there's the story. The recovery does take place. Interest rates, it's fine to have the good side of this because there's so much the attitude people have, oh, it's terrible. But interest rates, look at what you're doing. Your interest rate you're paying for your home is pretty solidly where it is. It's in the low numbers, and it's bound to stay that way for a while, 21 after.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Heard in the Midland, Odessa area, San Angelo, Oneonta, New York, and Quincy, Illinois, Hannibal, Missouri, Sedalia, Missouri. Talk Radio Countdown Show on in big cities and small towns all across the country, around the world at DougStephan.com and on American Forces Radio. The focus, the essence of our discussion here has to do with the downgrade, the S&P downgrade, how it affects you. Here's radio host Clarence Mitchell talking to financial analyst Delroy Murdoch about the warnings that S&P gave.
Standard & Poor's actually did warn them about this, didn't they?
Oh, multiple times. I mean, they said, who knows what they said privately, but publicly they've said over and over and over again that the United States is at risk of losing the AAA credit rating that we've had since 1941. It's been 70 full years since World War II. And they said over and over, look, if you guys do a debt deal that reduces the national debt by about $4 trillion or so, you'll be in good shape. If it's anything less, you're probably going to risk losing your AAA rating.
And unprecedented.
Over and over. I'm sure they publicly, in fact, I've written in the past about public declarations they've made to this point, on this point in the past.
But it really kind of was unprecedented for them to give an actual amount. I mean, usually I've heard the general, generic things they put about what should be done. But for them to get a specific amount, that's what caught my attention in July. When they said $4 trillion, I said, okay, they're not kidding.
No, they're serious about it. And in fact, the Paul Ryan, his budget, the Path to Prosperity, in fact, reduced, I think, over 10 years, the national debt by, I think, the number is $4.4 trillion, and that passed the House. A lot of the Tea Party Republicans are being attacked by the White House as the culprits behind this voted for that. And guess what? It was voted down by the Democratic Senate, and the Democratic Senate passed it. I'm sure that President Obama would have vetoed it. So had that been passed with the support of the Tea Party Republicans, and if that were the law of the land, I think we still would have our AAA credit rating. So when the White House stands up and starts pointing fingers and yelling, they should look in the mirror and yell at themselves for what they've done and what the big spending Democrats and also big spending Republican,
yep,
George W. Bush, who spent a lot of money and largely is responsible for where we are today. And the Republicans definitely need to share a lot of the blame with him, because he was a free spending, big government socialist, despite the Brooks Brothers suit and the a lot of things overseas in terms of his foreign policy. I support it. But in terms of domestic spending, this guy, G.W. Bush, was spending dollar for dollar about as much as LBJ was, and we're paying the price for that. And Obama could have come in and said, look, that's enough of that. We need to turn this thing around. And instead, he just floored it, just stepped on the gas, and here we go into the Grand Canyon.
Yep, I'm with them. They did a good job there. Here's host Rob Johnson talking to analyst Ron Hart about the same stuff.
What do you think is, again, I know just personal opinion here, how much effect do you think this is going to have in the long term over the Dow Jones?
Well, you know, the Treasury market is priced every day by a $1 trillion market. This is not a huge surprise to most people. For Geithner and Obama to push back on S&P for doing it, it's a little bit like getting a bad grade in school and be mad at the professor. Or like I said earlier, it's like, you know, being a year later, your couch payments, and the air and rent guy comes to get it, the repossession guy.
Yeah.
And you get mad at the repossession guy.
Yeah, right, right.
It's misplaced anger. We have $3.8 trillion in spending, mm-hmm. $2.1 trillion in revenues. We deserve a AAA? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You got to get that under control. So they're pointing their finger at everyone but themselves, which is typical of what Obama does.
So our finances are more messed up than Mike Tyson's checkbook? Now, where?
Exactly.
Where?
In the column this week, I say basically it's like what Congress did Friday. They always do their things very late at night on Fridays, and they run off to vacation. You ever notice that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they just quick answer. They don't. So basically, it's like saying you got a DUI problem in your town.
Yeah.
You're going to see, and DUI is 0.8. Clearly, you're drunk at 0.8.
Yeah.
You raise it to 1.2. Problem solved, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they've done with the debt problem. So yeah. It's clearly a situation where they've got to stop spending money. They'd be able to change the nomenclature on taxes to revenues. Mm-hmm. I've noticed even conservative radios picked it up. They call it revenues. What are revenues? They're taxes.
Yes.
So, you know, they changed it, and they're trying to call this a Tea Party downgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the media, because they're leftists, they tend to allow the people to name things that kind of behoove the party. So the politics of this thing is one thing, the reality is another, and the reality is we've got to get our fiscal house in order.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5,000 to $10,000 a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now 33 after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup continues. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The second half hour here devoted to the S&P downgrade, and a couple of other things as we have time. And your input, of course, the good input at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. And the Facebook following is fine as well. Here's radio man Gene Muller talking to financial analyst Dave Spano. Again, the focus on the S&P downgrade.
How is this downgrade going to affect my investment portfolio and perhaps my retirement?
Right. Good morning, Gene. You know, there's several things that can happen. The first initial reaction is happening this morning. The Dow is pointing down a couple hundred points at the open. But the other flip side is, what does the bond market look like? And right now, there's not a big move because of the downgrade. It seems that interest rates are still staying lower because more concerned about what's happening in Europe than what's happening here with our downgrade. But what happens to everyone's portfolios is this, is not only is it going to affect people's portfolios, but more importantly, what does it do to interest rates? Does it move interest rates up on mortgages, on car loans, on credit cards? And that's where it really begins to affect people.
The old rule of thumb is bad news in the world markets usually means good news for interest rates, but this is uncharted territory for the U.S.
That's true. You know, they're really watching what's happening in Europe. You know, Berlusconi, the prime minister of Italy, said they're going to make some austere measures immediately. So we'll see if we can take his word at him. You know, he told Sarkozy and Merkel that late last week. So if that comes true, interest rates, at least on the 10-year treasury, is one of the things that we really watch closely, has not moved. But the reality is, because the United States has a printing press, what they're probably going to do is begin to print more money, which means gold prices probably are headed up, which also means that in the long term, interest rates are going to have to head up.
Dave, Richard Davies of ABC News put it best, I guess, when he compared our situation to the global situation, and he said, you know, the thing that's working to our advantage right now is that we're like the least dirty shirt in the laundry bin, that
right.
The rest of the world looks so bad, we don't look as bad.
Right. It's an ugly dog contest for sure. Both areas, the Eurozone and the United States, have a similar problem, and that is too much debt. And if you look at historically, you know, where we are for revenues versus where we are for debt, the debt has really began to spike. And at some point, you have to balance those two things out, which means, you know, some type of revenue measure and, more importantly, some type of expense measure. Bring those two things together, and maybe we'll be looking at brighter days down the road.
All right, there's a lot of gobbledygook and BS, these people back and forth looking for something to talk about, unprecedented and uncharted waters and all this other stuff. Oh, my God. Come up with some new lines, guys, will you? These are getting pretty tired. 800-510-8255. If you were listening to the last half hour, the gentleman who said, I think his name was Delroy Murdoch, fact that S&P's been in the business of doing this for 70-some-odd years, and this is the first time this has happened. We'd all like to have in our own personal life and business life a credit rating that is as good as what we're talking about here being bad. Having said that, we all know the country is in the toilet. We all know the country is in a bad place. We all know we have serious challenges when it comes to leadership. And so the feelings, you know, you wrap all this stuff together, the presidential race, you listen to the rhetoric back and forth, and you look at our being in Afghanistan and the helicopter crash, and you just think to yourself, what the hell are these people thinking? That's really what you keep asking yourself, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Norma, let's find out what you're asking yourself. Go ahead. You're on the countdown.
Is this me?
Yeah, it's. I hope. Yeah, my name's not Norma. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. I just wanted to say how we give money for the tobacco companies to raise tobacco, and then how we give money to how we can afford to give money to the oil companies to dig oil wells.
Well, you see, here's the problem, Norma. You call me, and a lot of people listen, and they all say, yep, you're right, Norma. We waste a lot of money. Why are we giving subsidies to tobacco growers not to grow tobacco? Why are we paying this farmer who made $2 million last year a subsidy? There are plenty of farmers that don't deserve subsidies and plenty of farmers that do. The way it's administered, the fact that there are 43 different agencies that deal with food safety in this country instead of one. There are all kinds of things that you can dig around. The country is so poorly run. It's astounding that it still can function at all.
The private family farms should be subsidized.
Right.
But these big conglomerate farms.
Well, they hire lobbyists on K Street, lawyers
right,
to go work Congress over because Congress takes their money because you and I haven't put our foot down and said no more money. Instead, the Supreme Court has told us in the last year and a half that it's okay to give as much as you want. Mitt Romney had four of his friends set up phony corporations so that they could put in $3 or $4 million into his presidential campaign. They opened the doors of these phony businesses in Boston, New York, and Utah. One day they open up the doors, start a business. Nobody knows what the business is. They write a check for $1 million to Romney's campaign. The next day they're out of business. You tell me that's not corruption personified and that he's not on the top of the corrupt list. Thank you for the call. That's the story. That's the problem right there. Corruption, corruption, corruption. It's more rampant now than ever before. These guys, these other people talking about we're in uncharted waters. We've never had a presidential race where both parties were out on the stump trying to raise $1 billion. $1 billion to influence your vote for jobs that pay under $200,000 a year in the case of Congress and $400,000 for the presidency. Why is it so many people want this job? And why is it so many of them are so bad? Where are the good candidates? You don't see one good candidate anywhere. You know it, and I know it. 800-510-8255. Is the Tea Party to blame? Here is Taco's Bobby Walsh talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
I know that you care about this country, and I know that you can't take much pleasure in the stock market dive, but they were vilifying you and a handful of you guys as being extremist. You led the charge for this no debt ceiling without cuts in spending. And they're blaming the Tea Party now. I guess George Bush must have died because now they're blaming the Tea Party. Your perspective on that and your perspective on the stock market going down, the Standard & Poor's downgrading, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot all rolled up in there, Gunther. First of all, the stock market performance is very disturbing. I certainly take no pleasure in seeing people's savings and investments losing value,
including yours, your parents,
Go ahead. I would just say that, you know, one of the messages that I was trying to drive throughout this entire debate over the debt ceiling is that the date of August 2nd and the debt ceiling itself is not the real issue, is not the real fundamental problem. The problem is too much debt.
Yep.
The problem is the massive deficits that have gotten us here in such a rapid period of time. In just a matter of the last 3 years, really, we've gone from historically typical, average, and manageable amounts of debt to this completely unsustainable level. And, my message was, let's focus on the real problem here. I'm afraid we are not adequately addressing that.
Right. The I forget who it was with the Wall Street Journal who said they're missing the point. The debt ceiling has got nothing to do with us the possibility of us being downgraded. The threats of us being downgraded have got to do with if we don't get this $4 trillion in cuts, and we did not get it. And yet they're blaming Europe, they're blaming the Tea Party, and everything but too much debt.
The problem is obvious. There were some people suggesting that if we'll just raise the debt ceiling and stop the bickering, everything will be fine, the markets will rally, they'll go through the roof in relief. And, of course, the exact opposite occurred. And it occurred for a number of reasons, but the point, I think it really underscored the point that what really matters, as everything in life, Gunther, what really matters is dealing with the underlying problem.
Right.
Not a particular symptom here or there, but rather the underlying problem.
Underlying problem started a long time ago. When George Bush came into office, pretty much things were evened out. There wasn't much debt. There was a balanced budget, yada, yada. He went to bananas spending money and was the first culprit in Obama. A change you can believe in Obama changes and spends more money than Bush did. It's irresponsibility, it's ego, it's lack of courage, whatever it is. What difference does it make at this point? What are we going to do to fix it is the question, and that's where all the discussion takes place. Talking about S&P and the downgrade, yeah, okay, interesting to get a perspective on it and how it affects you, more importantly. But what is it, as we go forward, what is it that needs to be done? 16 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna need some savings, savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
800-510-8255. Host Brian Kelly and Maria Kenna talk to Robert Berger of CBS about the foreign market reaction to this S&P downgrade.
I guess the reaction from the markets there, pretty much as we would expect, not good.
That's putting it mildly. Here in Israel, in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, a 7% plunge today. That was more than elsewhere in the Middle East. Dubai lost about 4%, Egypt losing about 4%. You mentioned Saudi Arabia yesterday, 5.5%. But Israel getting hardest hit, even though its economy has been really, really strong and with an annual growth rate of about 5%, taking a real hit today on the market.
Robert, is this something, I mean, what's your sense? Is this something that's going to continue on, or is this just the initial shock of it happening?
Well, that all depends on what's going to happen on Wall Street in the coming week. You know, Wall Street had a huge sell-off last week. The Tel Aviv Exchange was closed on Friday when there was that big, actually Friday wasn't such a bad day, but then came the debt downgrade. Late on Friday, so that's the big shock, really. In addition to the market crash last week, now we have the downgrade. Oh, those are bad. Those are bad economic indicators. I think, you know, but nobody really knows what's going to happen on Wall Street this week, and that's where everyone is going to be looking. If it's a correction. And, you know, there's a comeback, everyone will be happy, but there's concern that we could have another meltdown like we did back in 2008.
The pundits and the politicians are blaming each other for what's going on. The parties, you know, blaming each other for this problem, this situation. What's the feeling there? Is anybody pointing fingers, or is it more just a bottom line thing that had happened and now we react?
I think it's well known, or now it is anyway. I think everyone thought when the debt agreement was reached that the market was going to rally. Now, I think a lot of experts anyway are upset about the way Washington handled the whole thing, that it was mishandled. And the experts that I've been hearing today on the radio basically are saying, I'm talking about the Israeli experts, they're saying that they would expect President Obama and the Federal Reserve to do something. So that's what people are waiting to see. Is the White House, are they going to do anything to try and bring calm to the world markets?
All right, lots of questions and not a lot of answers. Things do seem to settle out, but there are a lot of people who are upset. This time around, it does seem different a little bit, doesn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. One of the questions is, why are we involved in Afghanistan, that money being poured down the drink? Maybe we'll talk about that in a few minutes, plus a moment from Michelle Bachmann coming up.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This stuff is pretty ridiculous, right? The attention that we've been paying in this hour, as we have the last few days, to our debt circumstances, how we service it and pay for it, et cetera, brings us around to looking at the future and the politicians who want to be president. One of them is Michelle Bachmann. There's an interesting... It's a pseudo controversy or not. The cover of Newsweek this week has a picture of Michelle Bachmann, which makes her look kind of crazy. If you go to DougStephan.com, you look at the cover. Question comes up: did Newsweek intentionally put a photo of Michelle Bachmann on the cover of their magazine that makes her look crazy? Answer to that is probably yes. Not any different than Newsmax does all the time. I remember when Hillary Clinton was running the presidency. The most unflattering pictures you could imagine were on the cover of Newsmax, and other people they don't like get portrayed poorly. And you can find any of the right-wing, whether magazines, newspapers, whatever it is, they have negative pictures of the people they don't like. You can go to Mother Jones and see horrible pictures of George Bush or Boehner, any of the Republicans they don't like. So it's not new. It's not surprising. It's not horrible. But it is interesting. And here to discuss it for a moment, talk host Natalie Kane on her program talks about the cover with Michelle Bachmann in mind.
Michelle Bachmann is on the cover of Newsweek this week. Very interesting cover. Let me tell you a little bit about it. So Newsweek's latest issue features Michelle Bachmann on the cover, and it's definitely stirring up some controversy. Now, the cover shows Bachmann standing next to a stark blue background. It's about from the stomach up. She's looking directly into the camera with a wide-eyed expression, and the headline advertising in the magazine story reads, "The Queen of Rage." Now, rage is a word that doesn't appear in Newsweek's actual profile of Bachmann, though the author does criticize what she calls the radical nature of the Tea Party that Bachmann champions. So if you look at this, and really you have to check this out, She's a rather attractive woman. All opinions of Michelle Bachmann aside, I would say it's an unflattering photo. She looks like a deer in headlights, really caught off guard, and then with this headline, the Queen of Rage, it's just kind of an interesting juxtaposition. So, conservative websites are already crying foul over the cover, with some saying it makes Bachmann look crazy. One blogger says, can anyone really say with a straight face that the mainstream media is not totally biased against conservatives? Interesting opinion. It's not the first time Newsweek has faced conservative backlash for a cover. In June, the magazine portrayed Mitt Romney as one of the stars of the Broadway show The Book of Mormon. And, of course, it drew widespread criticism for its infamous Sarah Palin cover. That was in 2009. You remember the one of her in running shorts, and she had originally taken that for a running magazine. Kind of legs were glistening, and I think she was holding berries or something of that sort.
All right. So we're listening. This is, I don't know. We've got more of that, but I don't think we need any more of it. We're listening to the same stuff. We all know we're not foolish, we're not childish, we're not immature. We know that Newsweek is owned by a company that has an agenda. It's the same thing as Fox being owned by Murdoch. They've got an agenda. It's the same yama yama. What really is being pointed out here is that whether you're on the right or the left, there's not any news content anymore. It's this abject, this focus on getting the people you don't like. So it's not news at all. Newsweek magazine is no longer a news magazine any more than Time magazine is a news magazine or any of these other magazines are magazines. They're pejorative pushers of their own. They promote their own agenda. So to waste a lot of time telling people what they already know seems to me rather redundant. But if you want more, the story is at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, a moment for Afghanistan. I'm not sure how much of this we'll be able to get in, but an excerpt here from host Dave Ross and Luke Burbag talking about the crash in Afghanistan and asking the important question of what the heck are we still doing there?
When I heard this, I said, I think my reaction was much the same as yours. Seriously, we're still there running combat missions in Afghanistan instead of trying to get our people out as safely as possible. I mean, there's nothing to save there at this point. And this is the same quibble I had with George W. Bush. When we got Saddam Hussein, we won. When you get the other guy's president and he's under arrest and he's about to go to the gallows, you've won. Well, Obama got Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Killed him. When you capture the other man's, what is it, the king or the queen? I forget. I never played chess. Anyway, you get the head of the entity that you're trying to eviscerate, that being Al-Qaeda, you've won.
You're done. Finished. Over. Get out. What do we have to do to get that across? Again, most Americans, 74% of them think we have no business being Afghanistan, so why are we there is the question. 59 past the hour.